Good morning, everybody, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here with Countdown to Pesach, Part 12. Today, we'd like to move on to talking about the vegetables at the Seder, the mitzvah at least, to have the vegetables, which are the first mitzvah of the vegetables is the karpas. And different people have different various customs of the karpas. Some people have celery, some people have parsley, some people have potatoes. Dipping in salt water, and at that point we make, towards the beginning of the Seder, after the Kiddush, washing the hands without the blessing, there's the karpas, and then later part of the Seder, after eating the matzah, there's the mor, the bitter vegetables. Some people have romaine lettuce, some people have horseradish, dipping into the charoses. Now, what's interesting is that when we eat the karpas, we make a blessing of Borei Pri Adama, the standard blessing for eating vegetables. Whereas when it comes to eating the morer, we make no blessing of Borei Pri Adama. There's a special blessing for eating the morer, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvos V'Tzivanu, Al Achilas Morer, but there's no blessing for Borei Pri Adama. The question I would like to address here today is, why is that so? Why, when it comes to eating the mar, is there no blessing for, no bracha for a hadama on the mar? So there's two approaches in the commentary on Pesachim, why that is so. The first is the Rashbam. And the Rashbam in the commentary on Pesachim says as follows. The reason for that is, he says, because since we made a hadama on the karpas, the hadama on the karpas counts for the subsequent vegetable that you eat during the mar as well. Similarly, like when you make a hadama on a salad during a meal and you have a subsequent vegetable, it comes out at a later time during the meal, you're not going to make a new hadama for the next course, because the hadama that you made on the earlier course will count for a later period of time as well. So even though the mar is a later time of the Seder, the Rashbam argues that the earlier hadama that you made for the karpas will cover, so to speak, the mar as well. Tosfos objects to the reasoning of the Rashbam, because since there's such a long interval between the karpas and the mar, you know, we talk about the manashtana, the four questions, and the whole narrative of Magid, and the four sons, and the beginning of the Hallel. He says that's such a significant interruption, so that is not that cannot be. You cannot count. Rather, the original hadama that you made for the karpas cannot be counted for the mara because of the significant interruption of the magid. So Tosfos comes to a new conclusion of why there's no hadama on the mara, and he says very simply, because since the mara is eaten right after the you make hamotzi on the matzah, the hamotzi of the matzah covers the mara as well. Similarly, when you make any hamotzi on a meal, that covers everything in the meal, pretty much. So this hamotzi that you made on the matzah will cover the mara as well. The only other blessing left to make on the mara is the special blessing of al achilas mara. But as far as the hadama goes, Tosfos says that you would make the hamotzi and that would cover the mara as well. So that's the two explanations. So according to the Rashbam, it's the original hadama, the karpas, that will cover the mara, and according to Tosfos, it's the hamotzi that will cover the mara. According to Tosfos, it's the hamotzi that will cover the mara. Wish you all a wonderful day, meaningful day, minimal stress as you prepare for this joyous upcoming Chag of Pesach.